Did your genes make you do it? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Research at Florida State University shows that gang violence can be linked to an underperforming gene.
The reason that this gene has been called the warrior gene is because past researchers have found that it is more prevalent in cultures and societies typified by high levels of warfare and aggression.
Assistant Professor Kevin Beaver wouldn't name those cultures, but they all carry a variant of the so-called MAOA gene that is slow to regulate the brain chemicals responsible for impulsive behavior. And when he tested gang members who had admitted using weapons to see if they had this same warrior variant, he found that a significant number did.
You're more likely, statistically speaking, to become a gang member, and you're more likely to use a weapon in a fight, but these are not the only reasons. Clearly, the environment matters. Clearly, structural conditions matter as well.
Yes, in fact, if you have the gene but manage to have a normal childhood, the warrior gene won't matter.
Prior research looking at the effects that MAOA has on antisocial outcomes has shown that the effect is limited to people who have been abused or maltreated as children.
And there's another good way to avoid the effects of the warrior gene. Be a female. Since the gene is on the X chromosome and females have two X chromosomes, they have two copies of the gene, which means there's a better chance that the dominant non-warrior version will nullify the warrior version. Whereas in a man with only one X chromosome, the unchecked warrior gene quietly awaits its opportunity. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.